Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jimenez in the air, left field. He's your hero tonight. Welcome to Wrigley. Thanks, Cubs.
A little snark thrown in there by Jason Benetti. Having a little fun with the call last night. Thanks to the crew that did a great job here. Shane Reardon was the on-site producer today. Rich Wyatt took care of engineering. Back at the ranch, Tony Gill, the executive producer of this fine program, and Rick Damkamp working hard to make this show blast through your speakers of your radio. Tomorrow on the show, we are going to have our draft roundtable at 1 o'clock, and we are going to talk with former Bear running back Matt Forte, along with breaking down Cubs White Sox. I now bring to you the afternoon show here at the Budweiser Brick House, Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins. Hello, men.
Lawrence, good afternoon. Happy hump day. And you're right about this crew. Shane Reardon, under the wing of Mitch Rosen, a people pleaser, a man who goes the extra mile to make sure everybody is comfortable. I do so appreciate his commitment to the crew, not just on our show, but I've seen him work with other shows. He is aces. He's prospering in his first 6 months as Mitch's understudy.
He told me, though, that sometimes the job of management is just to lie to the talent to make them feel good.
That's 100% correct.
So I don't know if I can trust what he's saying anymore. But I love Shane, and he's great. But now I don't trust him.
Wait, you were trusting him before?
He's a good liar, Lawrence.
Oh.
He's a good liar. He had me hook, line, and sinker.
He's a suit, man.
Yeah,
I know that he tries to get you off the trail with the big-ass beard and the weird haircut.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a suit.
Never a suit.
Always
no chance.
Always.
No chance.
He used to be one of us.
No,
now
he's always going to be one of
them.
Oh, Lawrence, I'll agree. We'll agree to disagree on this one. I don't know how long you plan on doing sports radio. I don't know if you've given it much thought. I know Parkins has.
Wait, am I out?
considerably younger than you are. Well, I don't know if you have. Some people have an idea in mind when they want to, you know, I mean, you're what, mid-40s?
44.
Okay.
I'm Hank Aaron.
All right, I'm going to go
Barack
mid-40s.
Obama.
Yeah, so you're probably
Reggie Jackson.
10 years away from giving it some serious thought, if you haven't thought about it, at least on a peripheral level. But I know Danny has a long, long, long career doing this in front of him. And I think even 25 years from now, when he's taking calls as they're having the 200th installment of interleague play between the White Sox and Cubs, he will be getting calls from Milwaukee to Merrillville about that Eloy Jimenez home run in the ninth inning at Wrigley Field when my dad took me to my first Cubs Sox game. You're going to enjoy that because it's going to remind you, Danny, I don't care how many years later it is, of the electric atmosphere that was in Wrigley last night for that semi-meaningless game.
Well, I felt going into yesterday that the only part of the day where I had the better ticket compared to today was with the weather. Because I was like, oh, looks like the forecast is going to be worse for Giolito Lester, but I wish I had tickets to Giolito Lester. But I was still excited to go and had an absolutely amazing time and a great experience and all that. And, you know, you're never upset about going to the ballpark, but I'm like, man, I guess I'm going to go on media for Giolito Lester, but I'd really like to be in the stands. And then when Eloy hit that bomb, honestly, only 5% of me as a Cubs fan was disappointed. That was such an awesome moment.
Sure.
He had a signature moment against the Yankees when he hits the 2-3 run bombs and he gets it off Sabathia for the first one. Like, I thought that was a real wow moment for him as the Sox are getting to 500 in that game on Friday against the Yankees. And then he topped that signature moment by a long shot with that broken bat home run last night. And it feels like we're watching a guy who is going to ascend to that level of stardom where he's not going to just have like a signature moment or two or three. He's going to have so many of them that every fan is going to have a different one that's their favorite because he looks like a star. He carries himself like a star. And that moment last night felt like a star entering the big stage.
It did feel like a bit of a star turn. And I know that you've been paying attention to it, and you bring up the home run off of Sabathia. Like, even his first games at Yankee Stadium where he has the two home runs, like, there's some guys that just – Bryant was like this too, where when he comes up, it doesn't look like it's too much. And there are guys that kind of falter, where they may end up having to go back to the minors, or they really, really struggle early on in their careers. Just some guys seem to get here and get it. And Aloy seems to be one of those guys. I thought last night's game was drama-filled. The Cubs have some issues, and I would hope that this yesterday's game is less about what happened at the end of the game versus what happened the eight innings previous, where they're still struggling to score runs.
Offensive power outage, like we saw the last 4 weeks of last season.
It's pretty crazy. Like, I was looking,
best to get it out of the way now.
The numbers on Baez over the last 2 weeks, here's his slash line: 167, 167, 315.
That's not good.
No,
that's not good
at all.
I mean, and Bryant's power has gone away in June. So, I mean, basically all their power has gone away in June.
Other than Rizzo.
Yeah, they are struggling. Shep was going over the numbers that we'll share over the course of the show in terms of scoring two runs or less and what they were on pace for compared to the other contenders in the National League, and then compared to Cubs teams from 16, 17, and 18. All teams that have gone cold and hot together. Albert Almora is going to be on the show at 3:30.
Sweet.
I wonder if he has a theory as to why they get streaky and slump together, because that's just been their MO since they've been good. They're a team that if they're hot together at the right time, they can beat anyone and they can win the World Series. And if they're cold together, they do it everyone 1 through 9, and it looks like the end of last year.
That sounds exactly like the last 10 years of the Blackhawks, or at least the 10 years of the Blackhawks when they were competing for Stanley Cups. Yeah, we've got a lot going on today with this, and this place is just absolutely fantastic, Brick House. And I'm going to take maybe 60 seconds aside today to talk a little bit about the legend of Jack Brickhouse for those who may not be plugged in. If Danny will allow me 60 seconds, I want to tell...
I think he'll allow you more than that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Don't speak for me, Lawrence. He could have 90.
He absolutely deserves some
applause.
You'll
get nothing like it.
The term came up yesterday. The discussion was had off the air about the king of Chicago sports media present day. Jack was the first king of Chicago sports media, and he did it for different teams, and he did it for a long time. And a lot of us, I think, who became Cubs fans in the late 60s, did so because Jack Brickhouse was such a magnet. And he had tremendous charisma. He was nice to me on and off the air over the years, and I was very, very sad 20 years ago when he passed. So I'll sing some of his praises a little bit later on. I'll sing yours too, Lawrence. You accidentally did something recently, and I got to thank you for it. You were quoting Alanis Morissette from her Jagged Little Pill album. Ironic, I think the song was.
Yes.
I don't remember why it came up, but that's what it was. So I did a little digging. I don't have her Jagged Little Pill in my hard drive, and I need to change that. So I found the disc and listened. I probably heard the disc 3 or 4 times since, and I am reminded of just how god darn awesome that album was and what a presence she had at such a tender age. And the production on that album, some of the lyrics, including one that I kind of look at as an anthem, the way I'm living my life these days, and that is Hand in Pocket. That's kind of, not all of it's true. I'm not poor.
And the other one's
I am short.
On a cigarette, right?
Yes. One hand in my pocket, the other one flicking a cigarette. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. Think that fits?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. We should also say that Eloy is going to join the show today.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's probably a good day.
Eloy's coming.
Danny's going to.
Didn't you say you had something for me? I thought you said, well, was that it?
Thank you for the Jagged Little Pill. I thought
it was like an actual thing.
I do have one of those, but I didn't want to bring it here. I don't know what your plans are. I pulled out the book I told you about a while ago that I wanted to loan you, but
I thought he was getting ready to give me a CD copy of Jagged Little Pill at the end of that.
It's in my truck. I only got a 2.5 block walk. If you want me to go back.
No, my new truck doesn't even have a CD player.
Most of them don't. That's why I'm hanging on to my 2017. mean?
Just in case you need it, you know, you want to have it just in case. So I will get out of you guys' way. This sounds like a big-time show today leading up to Giolito. And I'm looking at the updated weather forecast. Looks like we're decent until first pitch.
Yeah, until first pitch. I'm making a dinner reservation just in case.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe what I'll do is I'll come back here and hang out until we know if the game's on or not. I think that's my goal. But I am severely underdressed for what the weather is going to be later on.
I got fishing gear in the truck like I'm going to Canada in late October. I'm serious. I've got my Gore-Tex stuff. I am ready to go. I got a brand new one. I was at a fundraiser recently. I had a high bid on a White Sox gift basket, and I've got a really cool, fluffy White Sox hat with the, you know, warm earmuffs. I'm going to wear that tonight. I need to rock that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good. Then I'll probably see you guys towards the end of the show. Have a wonderful program this afternoon,
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence. We also have a very cool station announcement that we will get to right after the one and only Chris Tannehill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.